This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin getting ready to give away some Rolling Stones tickets. Shippy as well.
What?
Whoa.
Shippy, do you want to give the tickets away?
I want to know if they still have it.
Yeah, they do still have it, and okay. I'm excited for everybody. This is a band that has rocked the world, all right, many, many times, and they're going to rock the Cotton Bowl. So make
I
sure.
I would actually want to go see that, though.
Yeah, me too, man.
No trolling.
It's going to be at some point in this hour, we'll be giving those tickets away. Kevin okay. is the decider of when that happens. But Kevin, right now, yesterday we discussed potentially trading up to the number one spot.
Yep.
Okay, and I know a lot of people were like, well, it doesn't make sense for the Cowboys to do it. And we had a long discussion of trying to go
Did you
get
see what came out overnight?
Joe Burrow. No.
Suppose there is a report that the Dallas Cowboys, per the Pro Football Network, want to make a big splash on draft day, and they've been heavily scouting Ohio State players, which makes people think they're going to try to jump up to the number two pick and get Chase Young. Which I find that preposterous, but so the report says.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, like, it's out there.
Wow. So now you have to... So, Kevin, you're a big advocate of the... The Redskins are number two, though.
Sure.
The Redskins aren't making that trade. They're not saying, hey, give us that defensive end. They don't want to make a trade like that. Wow, maybe they're trying to move up to number one to take Chase Young.
That would be weird.
That would be weird. All right. So, but I told you that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I told you that's, hey, I'll do that because I don't want the quarterback. I'll sign my quarterback. All right. That being said, Kevin, you are a big advocate of the trade value chart.
Sure.
That Jerry Jones created many, many years ago. Was it with Gil Brandt? Who?
And Jimmy.
And Jimmy Johnson. They created the trade value chart in the draft. And I know that Choppy talks a lot about position value and whether or not a safety is valued here or there and everything, and that's a big deal too. But let's talk a little bit about what the scenario that you've laid out for everybody.
All right, and so if you want to know, like, could the Cowboys move here or there, Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053, I can give you an idea of what it's probably going to cost you. So I got a couple of options for you. If you want to trade down, would you consider trading down?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to trade down from, let's say, all right, don't worry, Shippy. I got stuff for you too. If you want to trade down from 17 to Philly at 21 or Buffalo at 22, that's going to nab you an extra third round pick in this draft. Okay, so that might be something that you want to consider.
I absolutely would, because we talked about this yesterday, Kevin. There are safeties, receivers, cornerbacks, and defensive tackles, and defensive ends all available in the third round.
Then this might be, especially on the wide receiver front, this might be your cup of tea. If you trade it down from 17 to Baltimore at 28 or Tennessee at 29, that would nab you an extra second round pick.
Ooh.
So now all of a sudden,
there are all those positions are available in the second round too.
You have, and you would then have three picks in the first two rounds.
Let me ask you this question, Kevin. Would you like a receiver in this draft?
Yes.
In the first three rounds?
Yes.
Okay. If you draft a receiver in the first three rounds, are you telling Dak that you just took a resource away from him by not re-signing Amari?
Yeah, I mean, but he's also telling me he's fine with that, with his contract.
With the money?
Yeah, okay. Sorry. That's how business works.
All right.
So, like, my thought about that is, okay, so let's say you did that, and so now you're picking 28, 29. So you got your first-round pick, you have two second-round picks, and you have a third-round pick. So, theoretically, like, I know it obviously depend on who's on the board, but you could pick up your defensive tackle, wide receiver, safety, and still have a spare pick in those top three rounds. Not that you have to do that, but like if you wanted to address position specifically, you could do that. So what if we want to move up? Yeah, and some people are asking about, would you want to be moving up to, like, maybe say the third pick to try to pick up the cornerback?
Okuda?
Yeah, out of Ohio State. And so that also is a viable possibility. Now, if you wanted to move up.
The last time they did that, it didn't work out for them, right?
Yeah.
Bo Claiborne.
So let me ask you, would you want to make this run? It would cost you this year's one, next year's one, and a two.
All right. For what?
To move up to the number three pick.
No.
Okay.
And the reason is, now, if I can replenish some of these, and that maybe that's the thing. Sometimes you got to figure out, how am I going to get picks later down the road? But I don't want, Kevin, I'm not into giving up too much of this stuff right now, because okay. I am a mind that likes to team build. Would you do that?
Maybe not for him.
Because of team building?
Yeah.
Because it takes away some things.
If it was Chase Young, I think I would.
Yeah, Chase Young's, he's a war daddy. And then you don't have to re-sign. You can re-sign Byron, and you don't have to re-sign Robert Quinn.
Yeah, and we don't have a war daddy anymore, so we should probably go get one.
First Luka, Shippy. Now,
I know.
Now it's Tank.
I just don't understand.
Romo.
Oh, I mean that,
Dirk.
Not Dirk.
And Roger Staubach.
What? No, 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 no.
Probably our founding fathers too.
Yeah.
Happy President's Day. Early.
All right, fine. You want to call the guy who's been really good 2 years out of his 6 years here, War Daddy? That's cool. Sorry.
He's capable of being a War Daddy.
Oh, sure. That's great. We already paid him, not for capable. You were being paid for capable. Now you're being paid for do it. All right. You might not like this then. Would you want to trade back into the first round? So then you have two first round picks.
If you want to...
I think Shippy is very interesting.
So I traded out of the first round.
No. In this scenario, you keep 17 and get back in the first round.
Am I trying to trade up, or am I just trying to trade it like into the 20s?
You probably don't have the ammunition to get into the 20s. So I've got two different scenarios where you trade up to 31 or 32, and then one where you trade up to 34.
34's in the first round?
34's in the second round.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, man, I don't know anything about this league anymore. Yeah, I would like to do that.
All right.
If the players are there.
Okay.
Especially considering, Kevin, I told you yesterday, if you want a player that is one of those defensive tackles, they're probably not going to be there in the second round for you because you're so low in the second round. So if you can kind of hop up a little bit to get there, and you got your guy, you know, if you got Xavier McKinney, I think there are a lot of people smiling, right? And then if you can add one of these other defensive tackles that are second round guys.
All right. What if you got your defensive tackle and you're looking at it and Grant Delpit is sitting there at 31?
So I got Kinlaw.
Yep.
And now I got an opportunity to get Delpit.
Yep.
I'm doing it.
Here's what it's going to cost you,
what are
though.
You doing, dude?
You get Delpit, and you give up your second, third, and fifth. That's the price to get up there.
Oh, God.
Now, and
I guess I do get a first.
You do.
Essentially.
No, you get a first. If you only go to 34, then it only costs you your second and third. That's how big of a difference this is. If you just want to move those two spots, then you don't lose that fifth anymore. All right, but I'm saying if you want to get to 31 or 32 and trade back into the first round, I think it's going to cost you that second, third, and fifth. Or you could give up next year's one.
I don't want to. Hold on, so I can keep my second, third, and fifth, and next year's one's what I'm just giving up? That's it?
Correct.
Oh.
That's it?
Oh. I think I'd do that. I think I'd give up next year's one because I got two first-round picks. This year, you know, I added those. I'll worry about that next year. But I have two guys that are going to be contending on this team that I think is a good team. And you know what? When next year comes around, Kevin, I'm going to have a squad that is now 2 years in. I'm not going to have to worry about that pick. But again, maybe I can try to replenish that in some other way, shape, or form.
And
but I got to hit on those 2, 3, and 5s now.
Yes. No, absolutely. And people are saying just best player available, best player available. That's why I go back to, let's say that, you know, I'd heard you were talking about maybe there, you and Jeff were talking about maybe there's only like 20 first round players. Okay, fine. What if the Cowboys only think there's 15 first round players? You get to 17 and that player's not on the board. If you trade back to 21 or 22, you can pick up an extra third. If you trade down to 28 or 29, you can pick up an extra second. I want to throw this out there because I always want to address people when they try to send in when they send in trade ideas. The 817, would you trade Lawrence and Zeke for Mac? I would do that in a heartbeat, but there's no way that the Bears would do that.
Too much money?
Yeah, because, I mean, now they have to pay all that money for Zeke, and that's already a terrible contract, and they're getting the worst player. You know, like, Zeke is not a trade asset. I want to make this really clear.
Because of his contract?
Yes. Ezekiel Elliott is not a trade asset. He's a trade. You have to take this to make this deal. So you'd have to be giving up the better player to get Khalil Mack. And DeMarcus Lawrence, regardless of what you think about him, there's no one in the universe who thinks he's better than Khalil Mack, I would assume. And so, yeah, there's no way they would do that.
From the 214, I'm doing the Delpit deal for next year's one. They really like that. I feel comfortable with that.
So you would make that move?
Yeah, because I do feel like, Kevin, next year's one would be in that area of the draft. I'm not going to be in 17 next year. I'm going to be lower because I feel like this team is going to compete.
Okay. Would you want to tag it with this from the 817? If you did that, could you replenish it by trading Dak?
Next year after the tag?
I think they're saying, oh, yeah, you could do that. I thought they were meant this year, but theoretically you could do that because you can tag the person twice.
Yeah. I would be interested in that too. That's, I mean, I love having the picks, especially when the picks come around because there are lots of players that are right there, you know, in the mix. I like this from the 469, Kevin. This is their mock draft. Ruggs, Winfield, and Thaddeus Moss in the third round.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about Thaddeus Moss, so potentially.
Here's my thing. And I don't know if a lot of people agree or disagree with me about this, but I'm not, at the moment, I'm fine with my offense, okay? If I bring back Amari Cooper, I'm fine with my offense. If I bring back Dak, I'm good. I am very adamant, though, that I have to make my defense better. And Mike Nolan is going to have to, you know, get a crew that's ready to go on almost day one to get rolling. So I would rather invest most of my assets in this draft to the defensive side of the ball. I just really would.
All right. I wanted to throw out one more question because somebody asked this, and I think this is an excellent question from the 214. Is there a way to trade down the second and pick up a third? I would love to trade down in the first and second and have 5 top 100 picks. All right. You can do that, Corey. In the second round, you have pick 51. So if you're willing to drop down to Green Bay or Kansas City at 62 or 63, that should probably get you their third round pick. And so then you would still have a pick in the first, a pick in the second, and 2 picks in the third. And then if you also made the deal, look, if you want to trade down everywhere, obviously it all depends on if you find that willing partner. Sure, I agree with that. But if you wanted to trade down in the first to 21 or 22, that'll get you a third. 28 or 29, it'll get you a second. In the second round, you pick 51. If you're willing to trade down to 62 or 63, so pretty much the bottom of the second round, that gets you an extra third. So, I mean, theoretically, dropping that 11 or 12 spots gets you somebody that you would like to think would be would compete to be a starter or at least be a heavy rotation person in 2020.
From the what about Rosen? Would you try and pick Rosen up?
Yeah, what's he cost? I'll give you a conditional fifth.
A nickel.
Yeah,
somebody did say trading our fifth, and it is. I think that is a conditional pick.
Yes, and but I would make it a conditional where it's willing to bump up to a 4 if he started like half the games next season, which, you know, I don't anticipate that happening. But yeah, they want it, and they want to get rid of him. So,
how much would you trade for Witten?
I would give someone a 7th round pick. To
no,
make sure
no,
he doesn't
Kevin.
Play here
if he
anymore.
Goes to the Giants, would you trade picks okay. for him?
No.
Shibby, that's another legend wow. right there that Kevin wants
okay,
to deface.
I'm sorry. So you want Witten here? next year?
I love legendary players, Kevin.
So you want him here as a starter?
I'm not going to apologize.
Okay, Bregman. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
Speech that I would like to make.
I have remarks to make today.
Yes! God, like as if you couldn't tell it was a fake speech. He told you ahead of time it was a fake speech. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.